This message is part of the educational ministry of Columbia International University. We've been preparing world Christians to know Him and to make Him known since 1923.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, you may need to ask your grandparents who that was, said, "Great is the art of the beginning, but greater is the art of the ending." I'd like to share with you a few thoughts this morning on the topic, begin with the end in mind. Let me tell you about a few famous failures who survived because they kept the end in mind. Dismissed from the drama school with a note that read, "Wasting her time, she's too shy to put her best foot forward," Lucille Ball. Fired from a newspaper because he lacked imagination and had no original ideas, Walt Disney. Cut from his high school basketball team, he went home and locked himself in his room and cried, Michael Jordan. His teacher told him he was too stupid to learn anything and that he should go into a field where he could succeed by virtue of his pleasant personality, Thomas Edison. His fiancée died. He failed in business twice. He had a nervous breakdown, and he was defeated in 8 elections. Abraham Lincoln. He dropped out of college for lack of motivation. He started a company that eventually fired him. Steve Jobs. These are famous failures who did not give up. They began with the end in mind, and the planet is a better place because of them. I have a book for each one of you as my graduation gift for you, my latest book, The Top 10 Leadership Commandments. In just a moment, when you pick up your diplomas, you will also get the book. How cool is that? All right. This is a book that I wrote about Moses, The Top 10 Leadership Commandments, because Moses was a leader who kept the end in mind. I don't think there was a tougher leadership assignment in all the Bible than that of Moses. It's important to keep the end in mind. If you think about a huge project, and I congratulate all of you for finishing all your papers and finishing all your projects and getting everything in, and the goal was what? To graduate. And you've graduated. You're going to get your diploma. My father was a rocket scientist, and he and a group of German rocket scientists and American rocket scientists in Huntsville, Alabama, figured out they wanted to put a man on the moon, and their end goal was a man on the moon. So they developed the Mercury, the Gemini, and the Apollo program to put us on the moon. It's always helpful to begin with the end in mind. Well, as you graduate today, do you have the end in mind? I wonder what your dreams are this morning. I want to be a successful pastor and really bless the people where I serve. I want to be an amazing missionary and see thousands of people come to Christ. I want to be a top musician, a teacher who excels at helping students, a star athlete, a very successful business person for Jesus. A top-notch medical professional, an amazing mom to the children that God gives me. I don't know what your dreams are, but I want you to think about the end. 39 years ago, I sat where you're sitting to receive my diploma. And you know, I had no clue what I wanted to do with my life. But I had a couple of hints, one of which led me to this school. To know Him and to make Him known. I knew that's what I wanted to do with my life. And I know that's what you want to do with your life. Am I right? Can I get an amen? Amen. Or, oh yeah. Oh yeah. We want to know Him and to make Him known. Probably the only other thing I was clear on is when I was finished, I was hoping that I would be ushered into heaven whenever that day came. And Jesus would say to me, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That was my ambition. Well, let me tell you something. As the years go on, it can get pretty tough to finish well. I don't know what you long for when you graduate, but my dream for you is that you fulfill the dreams that God has placed on your heart. But I want to give you three facts about finishing well. Three things that you need to keep in mind. Number one, many people don't finish well. Are you aware of that? This is the only downer information I'll give you this morning. But many people don't finish well. They burn out. They rust out. They flake out. They bail out. They freak out. They flip out. They walk away on their dreams. They settle for way less than what they had aspired to do when they were students. I'm on the board of trustees here at CIU. Next year it'll be 20 years. What a great honor for me to serve on this board. And at our last board meeting just a few weeks ago, Governor Beasley shared some sobering statistics about how many people don't finish well in ministry. Just a couple of facts. 1,500 pastors leave the ministry each month due to moral failure, spiritual burnout, or contention in their churches. 50% of pastors are so discouraged that they would leave the ministry if they could, but they have no other way of making a living. Now, I know a lot of you don't intend to be pastors, but you do intend to be in ministry. Now, here's the last statistic which he gave us, which is so sobering. 80% of seminary and Bible school graduates who enter the ministry will leave the ministry in the first 5 years. Now, my desire for you is that that will not happen to you, that you will finish well and that you will have the end in mind. Fact number one, is it's not many people finish well. Fact number two, it's tough to finish well. It's tough to finish well. There is a lot out there that wants to take you out. Serving God can be tough. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said, one of my favorite New Testament heroes. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent the night and the day in the open seas. I have been constantly on the move. I have labored and toiled and have gone without sleep. Bill, that sounded like that night you had. I have known hunger and thirst, and I've often gone without food. I have been cold, and I've been naked. You get the idea. It's not easy to finish well in the ministry. It's tough. Moses, my hero, finished well. But boy, did he have people try to stop him along his journey. The lowest point in his whole career happened in Numbers chapter 11. My favorite passage in all the story of Moses. I love him because he didn't quit. Take a lesson from him. Moses heard the people of every family wailing, each at the entrance to his tent. The Lord became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled. He asked the Lord, "Why have you brought this trouble on your servant?" And you will ask yourself that question many times. Why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive these people? Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms like a nurse carries an infant to the land? In fact, he said, the burden, I cannot carry all these people. The burden is too heavy for me. It's tough to finish well. In ministry, no matter what you do, you carry the burden of people. You carry the burden of people. I heard it said a long time ago, discouragement is the number one tool in Satan's arsenal to take you out. Hear me now and believe me later. Discouragement is the number one tool. I can't tell you how many times in my career I've been so discouraged I wanted to quit. I remember in 2002, 2003, about 10 years ago when I was in the middle of my 20 years as the president of our organization. And you know the toughest places in the middle? That's where it gets really tough when you're in the middle. And I wrote a resignation letter, a beautiful resignation letter. I wrote it on my laptop and I tweaked it. It ended up being about 3 or 4 pages long. And I poured out to the chairman of my board all the reasons I was so discouraged and frustrated and just ready to quit. I'd had it. Now, thankfully, I never sent that letter. But I tweaked it. As the months went on, I tweaked it and improved it, and I said, I'm going to deliver this letter. But God met me in my discouragement, and He encouraged me, and I didn't quit, and I'm so glad I didn't quit. Amen. All right, let's hear it. Somebody over there. Thank you. Fact number 3, you can finish well. You can finish well. And that's what I want for you. I want you to begin with the end in mind and realize you've probably heard this before, but the Christian walk is not a sprint, it's a marathon. I ran my one and only marathon in Vienna, Austria in 1986, 26.2 miles. You ever seen these stickers on the cars lately? It just says 26.2. You ever wonder what that is? It's a marathon runner, 26.2 miles. One of the greatest achievements of my life was to finish that race. I called my mother, who was in Huntsville when I finished. I called her from Vienna. I said, Mom, I did the Vienna Marathon. I finished. And you know what she said? Did you win? I was not trying to win. I was trying to finish. I said, Mom, I finished, and I finished in under 4 hours. That was my goal, 3 hours and 50 minutes. You can finish well. Deuteronomy 34, 7 and 8. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab. Moses was 120 years old when he died. Yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. And the Israelites grieved for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days until the time of weeping and mourning was over. Moses finished well. You can finish well. Keep the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. Can I just say thank you, Donna, my dear wife, for 38 years of marriage. We met here on the campus. We actually met out in front of the administration building, and I was just, if I'd have had a PowerPoint this morning, I would have shown you the picture that was taken of me and her right outside here the day that I graduated 39 years ago, and she had the most amazing shoulder-length, bright blonde hair. Woo! It was just gorgeous. And you're really going to have to use your imagination. I had beautiful black flowing hair. You've been a real key to me surviving all these years. When I've been weak, you've been strong, and I honor you and I thank you for that. And I wish for all of you a mate that is half as amazing as the life mate that God gave me. And marriage is not easy, but you can finish that well too. Amen? Amen. I want to finish with the advice of that great theologian, Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss, advice to the graduates. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know. You are the guy or gal who will decide where to go. Profound, isn't it? You will decide where you go. So here are my parting tips to you. Number one, when you fall down, get back up. You will fall down. And when you fall down, get back up. Thomas Edison said, many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. When you fall down, get back up. Number two, when people let you down, forgive them and keep your eyes on Jesus. People will let you down. And you know which people will let you down the most? Not the non-Christians out there. It's believers and Christians and fellow believers in your own family. And those closest to you can let you down the most. Our daughter Cambria is a missionary with YWAM in South Africa. And a year or two ago, she was so discouraged and about all the conflict in her team as they were missionaries together, all this drama going on. And I wrote her a letter and I said, "Sweetheart, that is so normal." Have you ever heard the greatest enemy of the missionary is the missionary? It's true. It's normal. And I said, "Sweetheart, it's normal, and keep your eyes on Jesus. He will never let you down. You can go to the bank on that. When people let you down, put your eyes on Jesus." Third tip, when you let yourself down, give yourself a lot of grace and learn to laugh at yourself and your mistakes. When I look back at my career all these years, since I graduated, my biggest battles have been with myself. My biggest battles have been letting myself down. When you let yourself down, would you do me a favor and forgive yourself and give yourself some grace and pick yourself up and laugh at yourself? Just don't quit. And finally, choose to be extraordinary. Did you know the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that one word, extra? Choose to be extraordinary. Choose to finish well. Choose not to be one of those statistics. If you have a passion burning inside of you, don't let anybody pour water on that passion. Begin with the end in mind to finish well at all costs. Congratulations, graduates. Congratulations.
We hope you were blessed by this message. Additional audio messages and learning resources are available at www.ciu.edu/bookstore or call 803-807-5263. Messages are also available by podcast at iTunes. CIU is a regionally accredited biblical university offering undergraduate and graduate degree programs. Our purpose is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for letting us minister to you today.